Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 here on a Saturday morning, August 22nd. And after a long offseason, felt like the longest offseason of my life, we've been talking about 2026, 2027 since Jaden Daniels injured his elbow in November of 2025. It is a Commanders game day, and this is the big game of the preseason schedule. In my mind, when you had four preseason games, game three was the dress rehearsal. With three preseason games, game two is the dress rehearsal, and I believe we're going to see a good amount of starters. Dan Quinn kind of pointing to the fact that we will see some starters. He didn't name them, and he didn't list how many. We'll dive into that today on a Commanders game day. I'm AWOD, and I'm so fired up to be talking about football on the air with football on the field today. Game day shows are always more exciting, and especially this morning, because I'm expecting we're going to get some news to break during today's broadcast about who's in and who's out officially. I'll give you my 10 things to watch for against the Detroit Lions. An injury report. Have your expectations changed throughout training camp? Because mine have, from being out there at practice watching the Commanders' offense, watching this defense. My expectations have grown. I was there at training camp the last 2 years, and I could tell you, last year everybody reported the vibes felt off. This year the vibes feel great, and that is with the injuries piling up. Do we have an answer to Laremy Tunsil being out? I think we do. And Brandon Coleman. Hopefully we get a chance to see him play today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. David Harrison, who covers the Commanders, Locked On Commanders, and beat writer with WUSA 9. He'll join us today at 11 a.m. But I wanted to start the program today on a Commanders game day by opening up my handy-dandy training camp notebook. I told you guys I've been out there. I spent 3 weeks in Ashburn, 7 or 8 practices, and this is the Sparks Notes version for you guys of my handy-dandy training camp notebook. These names kept popping up on both sides of the ball. And, of course, Jaden Daniels is number one. We are going to see him so much more under center this season. And I will tell everyone, when Jaden's under center, I feel like his speed is even more of a weapon. Because when he turns his back on the defense and then turns the corner on these rollout plays, it's just, I don't even think defenders are going to understand how quick he is, how fast he is to get to the corner until they're out there playing against him during the season. In the shotgun, obviously his speed was great when he took off and scrambled. I think it's going to be even more of a weapon with Jaden under center this season. Number two is Chig. I have fallen in love with Chig Okonkwo, and I'm the guy that was kind of very pessimistic on this signing. I kept saying, where is this big top 10 season going to come from? He's been tight end 24, 23, 25. He's been hovering around the mid-20s throughout his career in Tennessee. But then when I saw him at training camp, it does kind of seem like he's got everything. He's got everything. Speed, size, hands, route running. The only thing he had not had was a good quarterback. And Jaden Daniels has connected with Chig over and over again throughout training camp, up the middle, up the seam, towards the outside, in the corner of the end zone. It has been fun to watch. Number three is Stephon Diggs. I honestly think Diggs has been more impactful in training camp than Terry McLaurin. Nothing against McLaurin, but Diggs just looks like a veteran, and I told everyone this last week on my show from training camp. Terry McLaurin is the ultimate professional, right? He is a coach on the field. He's a coach off the field. When he runs his routes, he's smooth. When he catches the passes, he's smooth. Everything he does out there, he's a smooth operator. Somehow, Stephon Diggs looks just as smooth, if not smoother. He looks like he knows everywhere he needs to be against the zone or where he needs to be against a man-to-man. There was a drill in which they were, Jaden was throwing like post routes to Stephon Diggs the other day, and he caught one on the move with one hand, and it was almost like he got even faster as he caught it. He's been super impressive, and right behind him, I would put Terry McLaurin. So those are the big three on offense, and I have to mention on offense, We've seen a bigger Bill. A bigger Bill, a more confident Bill, and a Bill that really does seem like he has a grip on this running back room where he can be the leader. He can be the first, second, and third down back because they start to trust him more now to catch the ball out of the backfield. I think Rashad White's going to be an impactful player, but on offense, those are the five names that kept popping up in my notebook. Jaden to Chig, Jaden to Diggs, Jaden to McLaurin, and Jaden to Bill. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, I do love how we have the Terp representatives on the Washington Commanders this year. On offense, Chig and Diggs. On defense, I'm starting with Nick Cross because I think he is a thumper. Everyone's wondering, is training camp actually harder this year? Is it more difficult? Are there longer practices? I'm telling you, Nick Cross is hitting harder than anybody that was hitting on defense last year. Maybe Jeremy Chinn was hitting that hard 2 years ago. Nick Cross is bringing the thump. He's bringing the bump when guys try to get past him going towards the end zone. I love it. It started like the first day of pads when I was out there. I think he had a late hit kind of on Katron Allen. He kind of threw the football at him, and it was like Nick Cross was just setting the tone. I am going to hit you if the play is not over. And he comes in with his shoulder, and you can see why he was so impactful in Indianapolis in stopping the run because he gets downhill, and he gets downhill quick. Another player defensively, I got to go to Sonny Styles. The speed has been real. I didn't think he played bad at all against the Miami Dolphins, and all the reports were that he was really good in that joint practice. From what I saw, Sonny Styles is going to make his impact right away in stopping the run. I love the way he finds the hole. He's so quick to get up in there. I do think he's going to be a sure tackler, and he will have to improve on playing the pass, and it does seem like all the coaches and the players have said similar things about Sonny Styles. His leadership has been great, and now they want him to test himself, to take chances in training camp, and try to make some plays on the ball in the air, trust your instincts, rather than reacting. And it's going to take him some time. It's good that he's got Leo Chenal and Frankie Louvu to push him and also give him and share him some of their experience. Then I would point to Adafe Owe. And I don't believe we're going to see Adafe Owe today. I don't know if that's confirmed, but he missed time at practice today, this week. So did Kalavon Chaisson. Your starting edge rushers for the regular season will probably go through the preseason without playing a snap. That doesn't give me the most confidence. But Owe looks like what you would envision a guy that just got a $100 million contract. He is just a massive human being, has been really disruptive on that defensive line. And the last defensive player I would point to has been Amik Robertson. And when he was signed, there was a lot of people, look at his stats in Detroit. He wasn't very good. What's he going to do in Washington? We just signed a number three corner, maybe a number four. I love his competitiveness. He's feisty. He's kind of another version of Mikey Sainristil, and that dynamic has been really fun to watch. They've been on each other, making sure to get the best version of each other. We've seen him come up with an interception in training camp off of a tip pass. We've seen him just be all over the place. He is kind of just one of those corners that can really, really track in man-to-man. And I liked how he told me in an interview, he thinks Jaden Daniels is super smart. He's been baiting Jaden Daniels at training camp to try to throw his way where he can jump it and pick it off. And that just has not happened for most of training camp. Jaden went without a pick and then threw a pass to Chig that was tipped, ended up being picked off by Amik Robertson. But he said it doesn't count. He wants one that's real, not a tipped interception. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's a Commanders game day in Detroit, just under 3 hours away from kickoff for preseason game number two. The last time the Commanders were in that building, came away with a 45-31 victory en route to the conference championship. One of the best games I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. And I'm hoping the guys will get those vibes and get the positive energy of that building and that memories of that building when they get there today for the game. On offense, look, I think this team will be good if Jaden stays healthy and the offensive line holds up. I'm not as concerned as a lot of other people. Part of that's because I think Jaden can get rid of the ball really quick. And the other part is I'm a Brandon Coleman believer. I think he's got incredible work ethic. And when I talk to him, it was almost like this opportunity kind of fell in front of him, fell in his lap, and had been perfect because he spent this offseason working with Laremy Tunsil. Not working with Laremy Tunsil to take his job, working with Laremy Tunsil to keep his body healthy, get his body right and in shape for the season. And it's almost like Tunsil was teaching some things like it was a possibility that he could end up getting injured. And look how it ended up working out perfectly for Washington in terms of, hey, that is the number one position. You don't want to lose a guy at left tackle, but you had your answer right there because you drafted a left tackle in 2024 and played him for most of the season in 2024. Defensively, I mean, I'm just a believer that it should be better because there's an influx of talent. I think there's going to be seven new starters, maybe more, on the defensive side of the ball, and improved schemes. We haven't seen much at training camp. I don't think we're going to see much in the preseason until the regular season gets here. And then we'll see Durante Jones change the formation, change the way the guys line up, because it's not about where you line up. It's about where you wind up defensively with this scheme here. A lot of disguised blitzes, trying to make the offense think. Normally, you know, it's the offense making the defense think. Our defense is complex enough that it's going to force some quarterbacks to change some things last minute at the line of scrimmage. And then at the end of the day, like, ultimately, the schedule is very tough, and every single game will be a battle. So has Adam Peters done his job in making this roster more talented? Yes, I will argue that forever. Has Dan Quinn done a good job making this a stronger training camp and improved the brotherhood and the team chemistry? Yes, I believe it was a tougher training camp, and I think the guys are really coming together. There's momentum building on both sides of the ball with the weapons Jaden has and the defense starting to create some turnovers in the joint practice and then the preseason game. So I think the guys had a good offseason, but every game will be a battle, and ultimately that schedule is going to be so tough. We're going to have to find a way to hover around 500 and then get hot at the end of the year. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts, what you want to see today against the Detroit Lions. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD Radio on a Commanders game day here on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's Commanders game day. I'm taking you pretty much up to kickoff here on The Fan, 12 noon against the Detroit Lions. And I'll start with this question if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. It's the dress rehearsal for the regular season. Who is it more important for to have a good showing today, the offense or the defense? 1-800-636-1067. I think you can take it either way. I mean, I would argue it's a bigger game for the defense. Number one, they did not look good against Miami in the first drive. Dan Quinn pointed to he didn't like the sense of urgency. He didn't feel like they were as aggressive and downhill as they had been in training camp. And we all know how awful the defense was last season. So we still have not seen in a game setting this defense look improved, right? I mean, they were better in the second half. They were better outside of the first drive against the Dolphins. They did create the turnovers, but some of the starters that played in that first drive just were a little disappointing, or maybe it was because it wasn't the full starters, right? It was kind of half of our ones, half of our twos against a full Miami ones, and that you do credit their receiver made a really great catch down the sideline, and that helped extend the drive. But I would argue the defense needs to have a better performance today based on what happened last week. But then when you look at the two new coordinators, Durante Jones or David Blau, who can benefit most from a dress rehearsal? I think it's definitely Blau. 100%, I think it's your offensive coordinator. He's got to get used to the timing and the rhythm of getting the play call into his quarterback, his starting quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and his backup quarterbacks as well, getting the guys to the line of scrimmage in time to get the playoff before a delay of game penalty. So in terms of the coordinators, I would point to David Blau for sure. I mean, Durante Jones' defense is going to be vanilla today. He's not going to send many, you know, pass rushers. He's not going to do any of these disguised blitzes. That's the unknown that we'll be bringing to Philadelphia at the Link September 13th for the season opener. I love that we have that unknown defensively. But, you know, Blau's got to get used to the game day situations, and especially the fact that, yeah, this is a preseason game, yes, But it's in Detroit. That place is going to be rocking. They're going to be fired up for this game. Maybe not the players as much, but the fans remember the last time the Commanders were in that building. So there will be some crowd noise for him to deal with. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I believe we will see a little bit of Jaden Daniels, and I believe that is the right move to make. It will come out about an hour and a half before the game with the full inactive list, but Dan Quinn did say some starters will play, and that includes several reporters like John Keim saying, I think Jaden Daniels will play a series or two. And I had the discussion all week on my show, and I'm sure you guys heard it on the Junkies, B. Mitch and Finley, on the Chris Russell show, on the Team 980. Like, everybody's got their own opinion. Does the preseason matter? To me, I need to see Jaden Daniels for a drive. And part of it's like the fan in me. I will admit that. I know J.P. Finley talked about all that on his show. Part of the reason people are clamoring for Jaden to play today is the fact that it's on TV and we want to watch five run and five throw and five fly, right? And that's absolutely part of my decision. I want to see Jaden Daniels in uniform, right? I mean, football season's around the corner. I'm getting all lathered up here for the Commanders. I want to see JD5. But the other part of it is I want to see him, and I might be alone on this, I want to see him get knocked down and get back up again. I don't want it to see it to be a Jackson Dart type sack where his helmet's flying off, he's getting knocked to the ground, pile drove. I don't want that. But I want to see him go down and get back up. And I think the fan base would like to see Jaden Daniels get back up. Nobody's going to want to see him go down. We're all going to have a hole in our stomach, butterflies, if he falls, if he gets hit. I want to see him, though, bounce back up. I want to see that he can get back up and stay healthy and play in a game in the National Football League here. And, look, I don't think 2024 is a fluke at all, but 2025, like, it wasn't just the injuries. There was also a little bit of his play regressing. And to me, that was every factor was involved there. I don't think Jaden personally regressed. I think the team regressed, and Jaden felt like he had to do more, had to be more of a Superman, and because of that, he threw more home run type balls. He went for more big plays, and he was able to do some of that, like we saw against the Chargers, but also there were more negative plays when he was out there, and it was just the inconsistency of being in and out of the lineup throughout the season. So what I saw at training camp from Jaden Daniels got me fired up because I thought it was a lot more of taking what the defense is giving you. It was almost like it was by design by Dan Quinn and David Blau to call certain plays where there are guys that are going deep. It looks like it could be a deep shot, but Jaden's going straight to the flat. He's going straight to the back. He's going straight to the tight end. He's going straight to the out receiver there and just taking what the defense is giving him in rhythm, in the time of the play, because there will be chances for him to create, extend the play, make a guy miss, take a shot downfield. But more often than not, he's got to just drop back, pass. And that's why the completion percentage was so damn good in 2024, because it was a lot of quick, short passes, and Austin Ekeler and Olamide Zaccheaus and others made people miss after the catch and really did a good job with Yak to extend the drives. So I really think that Jaden has had a heck of a training camp. And this new offense should be a better fit for what he's able to do with his speed. When you think about some of the best offenses, if we're able to run the football, and that's going to be a big emphasis on this offense, the play-action pass is going to be deadly because of the weapons that we have. It's almost like, you know, Diggs is going to be open underneath, Chig is going to be open in the intermediate, or McLaurin's going to be open deep. You know, they've got those three-level guys right there, and others that I think are going to contribute. Treylon Burks, before I didn't think he would make the team. Now I think he will make this roster. I like what Luke McCaffrey can bring, and Rashad White is the X factor, I believe, in on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively today against the Detroit Lions, I think there will be a big focus on the linebackers. Sonny Styles, Frankie Louvu, Leo Chenal, whoever we get to see out there. I will be focusing in on the secondary, though, on the corners, on the safeties. Are we rotating in three safeties, or who's the backup corners here with Amos still out as we kind of shuffle around the defensive players in that secondary? In my mind right now, I would go Mikey Samristil, Amik Robertson in the nickel slot with Rasul Douglas on the other side. And Douglas has been a lot better than I expected him to be, bringing him real late in the offseason. He was one of the better defensive players there at the days that I was covering Commanders training camp. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. What do you want to see against the Detroit Lions? Who is it more important for to have a good showing, the offense or the defensive side of the ball? You can always tweet us your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO, or at 106.7 The Fan, live and local here on a Commanders game day, taking you up to 12 noon on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. David Harrison, who covers the Commanders, Locked On Commanders and WSA 9, he'll join us at 11. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Metal Chris running the ones and twos. He'll put you on hold, and you can chime in here on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy Saturday, everybody. Time to get up and at 'em. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial. 106.7 FM, 980 AM. The Odyssey app available always on the go. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's free. AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. So the official report, I believe, will come out an hour and a half before game kickoff today. So around 10:30, we will find out the inactives report for today. But here's the plan. I'm going to give you all the 10 things I want to see. Then we'll go to the phone lines. We're building up an army of callers right now. 1-800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, hang on hold and give us your thoughts. 10 things I want to see Commanders against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. 12 noon is your kickoff. To kick off preseason week two, it's the first game of the day. It's AWOD on the Fan if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. So 10 things I'd like to see versus Detroit. Look, I made it very clear I want to see Jaden Daniels. I think you absolutely want to get him a snap or two. That's like before the regular season. It would be crazy in my mind to go into the regular season without playing him at all in the preseason. After a season which he struggled with injury and you didn't get off to a fast start, right? So like playing Jaden Daniels today, even if it's one drive, a three and out, or if it's a 7-play drive or a 14-play drive, that playing Jaden today, it eliminates the excuse of Jaden not playing being why this team got off to a slow start. It does not eliminate a slow start. It eliminates the excuse of why this team may have gotten off to a slow start. And in my mind, I think that's the way Dan Quinn's been approaching this offseason and this training camp, is eliminating the excuses. Hey, we have no excuses for getting off to a slow start. We're doing a heavier training camp. Hey, we have no excuses for this. We're doing things differently this year. We've got a better approach on things. We're trying to manifest a way in which this team can go throughout the season healthy, right? And so I think all of the plan throughout training camp, it was a lot of ramp up and then ramp back down, ramp up and then ramp back down, right? So this week at practice, Tuesday was very light. Tuesday was a very light practice. Why do you do a light practice Tuesday? I think because you're going to play the starters on Saturday. And then Wednesday was a heavy practice, and Jaden took all the ones reps there, and Jaden took all the two reps as well. And to me, that had a lot of people thinking, well, you played Jaden so much at practice today, maybe he doesn't play on Saturday, right? And then Thursday, he was out there getting a lot of reps, and then you did do a bit of a game plan of what you would do on Fridays during the regular season, and he was out there with the ones, which leads me to believe that he will play for at least a series today. So 10 things I'd like to see versus Detroit. Number one is Jaden Daniels to throw a touchdown pass. Like, I really want to see Jaden Daniels connect with either Chig, Diggs, or McLaurin. You know, it doesn't have to be a 40-yard touchdown pass. It doesn't have to be some beautiful, you know, drive. I just want to see Jaden Daniels provide 7 points for the offense on the first drive. That is one thing I would like to see. And if they don't get a touchdown on the first drive, I'd like to see Jaden Daniels for the second drive. If it's a very long 14, 15-play drive and they settle for a field goal, maybe fine. I'd be okay with that being enough of Jaden Daniels. But I think you play him and you want to see him score. You play him basically until he scores. Unless it's three drives and you still haven't scored, then you'll just live to fight another game against the Eagles. Number two, Sonny Styles, tackle for loss. I cannot believe how much negative commentary there was on social media about Sonny Styles' first ever preseason game. First ever preseason game. It made me so happy when I opened up Twitter yesterday and I saw an entire report that said Caleb Downs is getting torched at Cowboys practice. Because it just felt like for some reason everybody was piling on Sonny Styles, the number 7 overall pick, but hyping up every other defensive player that was taken the first round. No. All the rookies are going to struggle at times. All the rookies are going to need some games to get ready. Look at what happened to Fernando Mendoza. I thought he was kind of terrible, to be honest with you. That pick six I saw coming a mile away, you cannot throw that pass in the NFL. You can get away with that in college. And so for Sonny Styles, that's the learning curve for him. What could I do in college? Can I get away with that in the NFL? So I would like to see Sonny Styles get into the backfield on a running play and create a tackle for loss. That is one of the big things I'd like to see from Sonny. Number three, defensive stand on the first drive. Can this defense prove that this season on third downs, whether it's third and short, third and long, they're going to get off the field, right? And we had a chance against Miami, didn't happen. The first drive of this game, and we're not going to see, you know, a full group of Detroit starters, but we should see at least kind of half of Washington's defensive starters, it looks like. Can we get a first drive stand? Can we get off the field without giving up points? Number four, there's no longer a kicking competition. Was it the right decision to cuck Jake Moody at this time? I say absolutely yes. My whole approach to preseason week number two is it's the full dress rehearsal. You have to play Jaden Daniels. You have to play your wide receivers. You have to play your corners and linebackers defensively. You got to play your big dogs because this is the dress rehearsal. It's the last chance to get out there on the field, replicate the game day environment. It's not just what happens on the field, but it's everything pregame of warming up and then going to the locker room and coming back out and having your body ready to go. And so with all that being said, I think it was the right move to cut Jake Moody so that this week of practice, you treat it like the regular season. Drew Stevens got all the reps. I was out there Tuesday and Wednesday when he went 10 of 12. He hit from 50. He hit from 55. He missed from 61, but man, did he have the leg. And so what do I want to see? I want to see Drew Stevens attempt and make a 50-plus yard field goal. Maybe even push that to 55. Because I think the real reason he won the job was because of the weapon his leg can be. All right, you got to the 45-yard line, and it's about to be the half. That's a 62-yard field goal. Hey, we can actually attempt that now with Drew Stevens. We wouldn't have even thought about it last season. So I want to see Stevens attempt a 50-plus-yard field goal all week long. He got all the reps. He was named the starter on social media. Let's see him back it up in the game. And if he misses a couple today, the Commanders should absolutely bring in more competition because you got basically 2 weeks till the start of the regular season. Number five. 10 things I'd like to see versus Detroit. Bill has been really good at training camp, catching the ball out of the backfield. It's hard to really gauge the running game. In some practices, they're padded. Some practices, they're not padded. They're not wrapping up fully, so it looks like he's got more breakout runs, obviously. I'd like to see Bill break out for an explosive run of 10-plus yards. An explosive run of 10 or more yards today from Bill. And I don't know if we're going to see Bill. We'll find out in about an hour. I do know that there were some reports that he suffered, you know, a slight tweak at the end of practice. But then I also saw he was kind of smoking and joking with Chris Russell, Nicky Javala, John Keim, and talking to the media after practice as if everything's good. So I'm going to operate as if Bill is not injured, and I think we could see him today because we're not going to see a lot of the running backs, Rashad White, Jeremy McNichols. I'm not even sure if we're going to see Katron Allen. Number six, I would like to see Stephon Diggs make a 10 or 15-yard catch. And, Stephon Diggs probably doesn't need this preseason. Of all the guys, like, I would say McLaurin needs it more than Diggs because he missed time last season. Diggs has been such an ultimate professional. It looks like he's picked up this offense right away. So we don't technically, I feel like, necessarily need to see him make a big play. But I think it would just get everybody fired up on this offense. And I truly believe if it was not for the Tunsil injury, nationwide they'd be talking about Washington's offense as a possible top five offense. This Commanders fan base, I believe, is going to fall in love with the weapons on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm predicting 2K. For both wide receivers for the first time in a decade. Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson teamed up with Kirk Cousins to go off for 2K in 2016. I'm going to predict McLaurin and Diggs team up with Jaden for 2K this season. So I'd like to see Diggs in explosive play. And then I'm pointing to Chig because I think you could say Chig Okonkwo has been the MVP of training camp. I really do. It just, to me, every day I was out there, he made a big play, either in the red zone or up the seam. There was one time, and you know the junkies were out there last Tuesday, and they'll tell you, like, it looked like it was a broken play, and Chig was wide open in the end zone. I don't think it was a broken play. I think his speed broke the defense. He just ran right past the linebacker or the safety, whoever was guarding him, and made the snag there. Everything that he's done in training camp, now I understand why the fans were just in love and saying he could be a top 10 tight end. I haven't seen any reason to argue against that. I haven't seen many drops. I've seen explosive plays. I've seen smart route concepts ran for him. He's a big wide receiver tight end for Washington. So I feel like it's trending really upwards for Chig. I'd like to see it in a game. Number 8, can you get me a defensive sack? Number 9, can you get me a turnover? And number 10, play Jaden Daniels and get him out of there healthy. Like I said, I kind of want to see him get knocked down and get back up. I don't want him to get hit hard, right? I mean, if he just, like, trips over a lineman or something, has to get back up. That's what I just want to see Jaden get up. I don't want to see him fall down. I want to see my man get up and rise and hopefully be able to rise and lift this team back to the postseason this year. If you want to chime in, what do you want to see? 12 noon kickoff against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. 1-800-636-1067. We got a ton of people on the phone lines here. 1-800-636-1067. Hang on hold if you want to chime in. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 1067 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. It's so great to be talking football on the air with a kickoff in just under 3 hours for preseason game number 2, the official dress rehearsal before the regular season. Washington will return home, then go to Baltimore for a joint practice and close out the preseason next Friday night against the Ravens. But today, 12 noon kickoff against the Detroit Lions. And the question is, will we see Jaden Daniels? We'll get the official word in about 45 minutes, but I can say the Commanders' official social media account just posted photos on site of Sonny Styles and Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels is holding a giant bag. It looks to me like he's going to play. That's what I would take the way he's dressed. In an outfit that looks like a soccer jersey. Obviously, he's going to change, but he's got a giant bag with him. I'm going to take that as I believe Jaden will play. We'll get the official word. We'll break it for you, hopefully, in about 45 minutes. All week long, I've said I need Jaden to play at least a drive or two. I'd like him to put points on the board. I think it's absolutely worth it for him to hear the play call from David Blough in a game environment with fans in attendance. And, oh, yeah, if something goes wrong, he can get hit. In training camp and practice and the joint practices, things could go horribly. He can't get hit. I don't want him to get hit, but I like the possibility of that. Obviously, you're trying to avoid any kind of injury risk, but it's not the same, especially with the timing of throwing things, if a guy can actually rip the ball out of your hands, sack you, and things like that. I think it's absolutely worth playing him. You cannot be scared. Scared money don't make no money. Let's go to the phone lines if you want to chime in. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Sean, you're on the Fan with AWOD. Happy game day, dude. What's up?
Happy game day. I'm also excited about the start of Premier League, but that's a whole other conversation. This game makes me feel excited again. Like you were just saying, it sounds like Jaden really, I want to see him. I want to see him. You know, we haven't seen him since the beginning of December, and before that, it was like the beginning of November. It's game time is so essential for this development. But what I'm most excited about, or what I would love to see, is the running game. For the play action to work this year, and for Terry and Diggs to go for, you know, for the 2K, if you will, the running game needs to be respected by the defense. And so I'm excited about that. And I think the defense is wildly better than last year, just in terms of youth and speed. I think it's ultimately going to be that much better, you know, from the defensive side. So I'm excited.
Yeah. You know, and Sean, the thing about the running game is, like, that is one position where I really wanted this team to upgrade in the offseason. I was clamoring for an Alvin Kamara or a Jeremiah Love or something there, but, you know, they elected to give Bill an opportunity to really win the job. They brought in more competition with Rashad White. They draft Catron Allen. And so, like, I think the running game should be solid, but I really don't know. And so it would be great to see a couple of big runs today, either from Bill or from Catron Allen for one of the other guys.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. You know, I trust Brandon Coleman on that left side, you know, Cosme as well. But I think there's a couple of other questions, you know, especially with Allegretti, you know, not playing basically a full practice. You know, just that gives me a little bit of pause. I'm hoping that's just, you know, a little bit of a thing. But when it comes to these lingering calf and hamstring and all these different things, those are the things that, you know, you might have to sit out 6 weeks just to get it completely right. And that's what I worry about.
Yeah, no, certainly there's some level of concern on the offensive line. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. I love what you said. The play action only works if the running game is respected. That is so true for every team, especially for the Detroit Lions, and that's what made their play action so dangerous with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in the past. Let's go to Peter in Wilmington on line four. Peter, you're on the Fan with AWOD. Happy game day.
Hey, it's happy game day to you. I'm very excited to see Jaden and these two wide receivers this year. A lot of the country said, you know, they're reading us 31st in the league, which is ridiculous. You know, in 2024, that was the same rating they gave the Commanders at the beginning of the year. I think, and I'm going to ask you this question, is this roster in 2026 better than the roster in 2024?
Yes. Good question.
100%.
Good question.
100%. So there's no reason why we can't, and you always say if healthy, why we can't win some of these games since these really good teams, because we could sneak up on them. Remember, we're ranked 31st, as according to anybody. And I tell you, the opposite effect is going to have for the running game. I think these two receivers and McCaffrey or whoever the third person is, if they can start hooking up, that's going to really change this whole offense. And I really believe we're going to be able to run and pass this year. The defense, I know the defense is going to be better. It like you said, the whole roster is definitely better. There's no question. And, you know, I want him to play. All your points that you made, I would love to see all that. But I definitely like to see the two top wide receivers, Gibbs and McLaren, and number five, throw a couple passes to see what happens. And then I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Good call, Peter. Appreciate you chiming in. Love your energy. So you asked a question. Is this team better than it was in 2024? Let me go through my opinion on that. Quarterback's the same, but more comfortable maybe with being an NFL quarterback. I do think, you know, he was so incredible in 2024, but also a lot of that was like end-of-the-game situations. I want to see, and I think we will see, Jaden be better at the beginning of games this season. Running back's the only position you could convince me we're not as good, because I loved Austin Ekeler, and Brian Robinson Jr. fit that offense well in 2024. Wide receiver, Terry McLaurin was here, and then it was Olamide Zaccheaus and Noah Brown. Stephon Diggs and Luke McCaffrey, so much better. Chig versus Zach Ertz, it's hard to really decide that one until we get to the games, but what I saw from training camp, Chig's going to be awesome. Offensive line is better because Brandon Coleman was here in 2024. Chris Paul, Nick Allegretti, Cosme. Oh, yeah, but Josh Connolly over Andrew Wiley is a huge improvement at right tackle. On the defensive side of the ball, Payne was here. Kinlaw's an upgrade in my mind. Adafi Owe, definitely an upgrade. Kalyvon Chaisson, definitely an upgrade. Linebacker, probably similar, because Wagner was so good 2 years ago and Luvu was so good 2 years ago. But then in the secondary, just night and day. Night and day. Metal Chris might have to look up who exactly started in 2024 for at corner, but I'm pretty sure Benjamin St. Juice, and then in the second half of the season, Marshawn Lattimore, right? We're just, and Noah Igbinoghe, right? And now you look at Mikey Sainer. What's that?
We have Forbes still on the roster at that point, too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I hated that dude, so not worth talking about him. Amik Robertson, Mikey Sainer still, and Rasul Douglas, who is such a veteran piece here. I like the way he's come into this defense and been an impactful player. Safety is different because 2024 was Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn. Now it's Nick Cross and Jeremy Reeves. Quan Martin moved to the backup, kind of really competing for one of these final spots. And maybe we can dive into that during the 10 o'clock hour. In this third or fourth quarter against the Lions here, what spots are going to be up for grabs? I think there's a safety spot that's up for grabs. I think there's probably a final linebacker spot that's up for grabs. I think there's certainly backup edge rusher spots that are up for grabs, and that big competition for wide receiver 6 or wide receiver 7, whatever they decide to keep. We've got 8 guys that would have made the roster last season at this time. It's AWOD on the Fan here on a Commanders game day. It is preseason week number 2. The team's in Detroit with a 12 noon kickoff against the Lions. We're taking you up to 12 noon right here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app.